I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut needs to conserve more land and do it much faster. That's if the state hopes to meet a conservation goal set for the year 2023 that seems increasingly out of reach. 21% of Connecticut's land should be protected by 2023. That translates roughly to hundreds of thousands of acres of open space, according to a state plan developed in 2001. So how close is the goal? Alexander Brash, president of the Connecticut Audubon Society, says the state still needs to conserve about 8,000 acres per year.
Which is no small task in increasingly tough economic times.
To put that number into context, a 2014 investigation from the State Council on Environmental Quality says Connecticut added about 5,700 acres to its network of state parks, forests, and wildlife management areas in the last decade. This year, 1,000 acres of coastal forests at the preserve were conserved, a major win for environmentalists, but even considering that, the numbers still say this. To achieve its overall goal, the state will need to preserve more land than it has in the last decade every single year until 2023. It's an endpoint looking more and more out of reach. In a memo, the CEQ described the goal as nigh impossible. Going forward, Alexander Brash says better public-private conservation partnerships are needed, and he says acreage isn't the only conservation issue. Restoring river flows, setting aside more conservation money, and preserving natural green corridors are also important.
There are many species in Connecticut, our moose, our black bear, various turtles, all of whom need that kind of connectivity. It's certainly lots of birds.
The Audubon Society addressed the land shortfall problem in its annual State of the Birds report. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.